You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to be chatting to Noah Slee very shortly, so let's listen to Soulflower right now. You're on BFM.
There's only weeds going, the gosh is caught on. I see you at the bottom of the barrel. You never had the view you deserve. The white dove will never boast your beauty. No one knows you give the best pilot. And your firm foot the rubble you've overgrown. You're my soul flower. And the best thing about all of this is you know that I'll always want to you, yeah. And the best thing about all of this is you know that I'll always want to you, yeah. Drift away as you blow. Still pure and form, the season is slow, they broke you down. Matured you in a way that only I can truly see you. When we breathe our soul, vulnerable. Oh, you know you're mine, baby, you know you're mine.
Absolutely gorgeous track, Soulflower by Noah Slee, and we have Noah in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. Good to be here.
It's so lovely to have you here, all the way from Berlin. Of course, this is your home as well, mm-hmm. But it's nice to have you back Aotearoa. How's it feeling?
Amazing, actually. I'm so happy to be here. Very warm. Big hugs.
Yeah.
Was a bit of sunshine, but I mean, you know, it's Auckland.
I was going to say, did you get some sunshine
yeah,
before
already,
it kind of
like,
turned to this?
As soon as I got here, I went to Bethel's and went for a swim.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, nice.
That's the best way to cure a bit of jet lag as well,
yeah,
just get
true.
Straight in the ocean. That's the way to do it. So you're here, you're doing a few gigs across summer, which is really exciting, but we're chatting mm-hmm. about your wonderful new EP that just came out last month. It's called Twice.
Mm-hmm.
And how's it been getting this out in the world?
It's been amazing, actually. You know, every time you release something new, it's such a nice feeling just to, I don't know, it doesn't belong to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like you get to relive the experiences through people's perspectives.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because, you know, I write these songs with my intentions and then people like have their own experiences with it, which is, I don't know, in a way I feel like I can, I don't know, it's alive again, yeah, because I've had these songs for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it kind of gives you a whole new lease of life on them when you can see someone else enjoying a track maybe in a way that you weren't expecting, yeah, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it meaning something completely different too.
Totally.
It's like, okay, cool.
No, that's not what I thought you were going to like about it. I like that, yeah. We were just talking off air about Soulflower. You were saying you performed live yesterday with Nicole, who is the female vocalist on, yeah, that track, for, yeah, the first time yesterday.
For the first time. So last time I was here, and I was just like writing and just seeing my family and stuff, and I discovered her music, and yeah, she sang that vocal part, because originally it was a friend of mine and she took over it and just like did it like justice. She kills it, and yeah, like every time that part comes on, everyone's like, oh wow, like, and that was the intention. And yeah, she's on the come up. She's doing really cool things. Amazing, amazing voice, sweetheart.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's 17, which is crazy too.
That is crazy. That is crazy. What am I doing with my life? I need to do some more things. That's amazing though. And it must be really nice in that sense as well to have these songs you've been working on, or, you know, as you were saying, you've had for a minute, you know, mm-hmm, and then be able to do this performing it and kind of get to experience it in that way as well. What are you looking forward to about bringing this album, I guess, to some of the shows you're doing down here?
I mean, there's so much energy in this album. You can like listen to it in a chilled way, but once it's in a kind of festival concert, mm-hmm, environment, mm-hmm, it's really lit, actually.
Yeah.
Which kind of caught me off guard, like when I was playing it like in Europe, like especially songs like Soulflower, yep, like in that bridge part, everyone's just like semi-moshing. I'm like, I wasn't ready for this. Should I jump into the crowd?
Stage dive.
Like, but yeah, it's a good time. Like, yeah, it's big energy, which,
totally,
which I love. Yeah, and there's some, you know, dance tunes on there, like with a bit of a house funk feel,
mm-hmm,
America, and do that. So yeah, it's really upbeat.
Yeah. What is America about? Because we've got this on the playlist at BFM at the moment. I think it's a really interesting track. What were you thinking about when you wrote this?
Originally, I wrote it on the guitar, and it's quite an old song, but it's about me unpacking America, the country, and like, mm-hmm, how big of a deal it was in my life, and obviously, like, super obvious what it is right now to the whole world,
mm,
but just about like how, like, I don't know, how consumed I was by the culture, and just coming to that realization that, yeah, there's more going on around the world,
mm,
outside of America, and that it's actually super like fucked up. Okay, so, yeah, so that's kind of like my journey of unpacking,
yeah,
that country. And also my mom used to work there a lot, so I used to travel there a, mm-hmm, lot, and I always wanted to like do music there, and slowly that gradually that changed.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting, I guess a lot of artists have that sort of thing where they're like, I have to make it in America or I'm not making it anywhere else, yeah, you know. What's sort of swapped for you, I guess? Is it having more access to different parts of the world and seeing that actually that's not the be-all and end-all? Or was it something else? Was it seeing, I guess, this complicated political situation?
Yeah, definitely the political climate made an impact on me and continues to. But I also just had this realization that I mean, obviously with the internet too, like you don't really necessarily need to be in America these, mm-hmm, days, you know. I did a tour there last year and it was amazing, and I want to continue to do that, but I really enjoy the community that I'm in at the moment in Berlin, and mm-hmm, also doing this like dual thing, always coming back,
yeah,
home and working with musicians here.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's what the world is now, you know. We just create our own worlds where we feel safe, and we release our, you know, music to the world. And
yeah,
yeah, that's kind of the realization for me.
Totally. Yeah. What is it about Berlin that you love so much? What is the community like there?
Well, I've been there for about 5 years now, and yeah, it's just, I've had like an interesting journey. There was definitely a period where I was like, all right, I'm done. Like,
yeah.
The city is, yeah, I've done my part here. But I'm in a sweet spot now where I've kind of immersed myself in the music scene, and mm-hmm, I've also started things now. So I have like a regular club night.
Awesome.
In Berlin, and I'm part of a collective. So it feels like home in a way, you know, home away from home.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of creative people in my family that I make all my music with, all my art with, visuals, and I'm really grateful for that, actually. Mm-hmm. I had a celebration for my EP when it dropped, and I was just, like, blown away. And I had some Kiwi family there randomly, and also, like, Martin was there, Martin Pepperell, and he was like, yo, this is so buzzy. I was like, right? I was like, I don't know, I was so grateful just to have, like, just to be able to do my shit on that side of the world and be embraced, you know. Also, like, super involved in the queer community there and the Vogue scene and all, like, also the, the different collectives in that world too. So,
absolutely.
It's nice. It's lovely.
I'm really glad to hear that. Well, it's lovely to have you back in New Zealand. And can catch you at Northern Base if they're lucky enough to already have a ticket. If you don't already have a ticket, it's sold out, but you can keep entering our summer prize pack because it's one of the many prizes you could win, BFM listeners. So make sure you do that. Are you looking forward to that? It'll be a nice festival for the new year.
Yeah, I've never been. So I'm going to go for a few days too and check it out and then do my thing.
Awesome. That sounds like the best way to do it. Well, thank you so much, Noah Slee, for coming and chatting to
us. Thanks for having me.
We're going to play America now. You're on 95 BFM.
I didn't ask to dream these moments, but kept hearing so many stories. It's like propaganda appropriating. I wasn't sitting where I was living. Mama's crossing back in San Fran. I thought that was the family's next plan. The land under my feet, I didn't leave. No one. Song is like my protest, but for some bloody reason, them bombs have been dropping. We selected without tension. I used to be the great USA was part of my stride. I dreamt of you, it feels so right. I wish we were so deep, deep up your time.
American dream. Why I said even me, be far in between, really get to see. He telling me, telling me, telling me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.